worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Man, oh man, it actually does feel like this episode is a legitimate freak accident. Welcome to the show. We've got a brand new episode coming your way. Of course, this is A Freak Accident, the best mistake ever. That's the name of the show, A Freak Accident. And it's also the name of the website, afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. There are four hosts. And the reason I say this episode is a freak accident is because all four of us are here this time.
Whoa.
Kind of, I almost feel like we deserve a round of applause.
No.
I heard, a faint one off somewhere. Anyway, I'm Crisco. Happy to be here.
Bang, bang.
Don't steal my bit.
I'm Kara. That's it.
And I'm Mickey, who's apparently rubbing off on Kara.
Yeah.
In all the worst ways, too. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com if you'd like to reach out to the show about absolutely anything. I'm in a weird state of mind right now, though, because not only did my physical therapist kill me today.
Wait a second. Are your nails painted?
Yeah, but then I had to come home.
I thought that was like a blood blister under his nail.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh.
He's getting fancy.
I am. Fancying it up. But anyway, not only did my physical therapist kill me today, but then I had to come home and drink pilk.
What? Do you have a problem with pilk?
I have a terrible problem with pilk.
Yeah,
and if you want to know what pilk is and why all of us are just like, you know, there's just gurgling going on right
now.
Like my stomach is screaming. So if you want to know why, you got to go look at our Facebook page. To see that we did a Facebook live stream while we were indulging.
The best ending to a Facebook live ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it to the mystery of finding out.
Yeah, but go watch that. You can watch us be miserable drinking pilk. Find out what pilk is. You can go to our Facebook page. Just search A Freak Accident on Facebook or go to facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast. You can go watch that. Kara's just
I'm reliving the
pilk.
Yeah, well, because I'm getting a little.
It's coming up as
belly
it?
Action from the pilk. Yeah,
well, it's coming up or it's coming down.
And then the two cookies afterwards probably wasn't a good. And then the sip of Red Bull following probably wasn't a good mixture.
Oh boy!
I'd like to point out as well, Mickey bought three brand new sets of headphones.
Yeah, okay? I did.
But is still wearing the broken pair.
Yeah, because they still work.
You cheap bastard.
What's your point?
Like, why would you?
I will bring these ones home after today, and then for the new year, I'll start wearing the new ones. Oh, and I'm leaving two sets here.
You're leaving one set here.
I'm leaving two.
If you leave two, I'm going to destroy one of them.
That's okay, he's got to work.
And it will be completely random. her new set is kitty cat ears, though.
Yep.
She got two more unicorn ones, mm-hmm. and one is kitty ears.
They're the only other ones that lit up. They had glittery ones, which I thought lit up. Then I was disappointed because there was no lights.
You know, when picking out headphones, the ability of lighting up is not
is
the first
super
quality.
Super important.
Yeah, mostly you're worried about sound fidelity.
No.
Yeah. At least like in professional circles. Mickey's like, how fabulous can I look?
Yeah. Where's the sparklies?
Yeah. Right. Cool. Yeah. I appreciate you even having, though, the gumption to go and do something.
I just
with your
happened
life.
To. Why did I have to go out to the store? I had to go out to the store for something. And murderers.
Well, there's food out
me
there.
To get them.
Although I know you're trying to grow your own food in your yard. She's trying to become like a weird off-gridder. It's odd. Yeah,
off-grid in the middle of the city. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But she's building a greenhouse. That just looks like a murder chalet. That's all that it looks like. When you pull up out the front of the house, that's just, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, people get killed out there. Mm. That's what it looks like.
I'm okay with that.
But she wants to grow, I don't know, corn and potatoes and stuff out there.
Definitely not corn.
They call it maize.
Oh.
Who's they?
Indians?
Native Americans.
Oh my God. This podcast. And you're, I didn't even say something bad.
All I did was tee that up. Mickey took it home.
Maze.
See, Kara, see how, why it's so important for you to be here is you can
is.
You can tee up softballs like that for Lazy E over
here. Oh, Native Americans, then a corn maze is a maze to them. That's amazing.
Just keep going.
That's all I got.
There's
got
to be more.
No.
So disappointing.
Anyway, I appreciate you setting up ethnic slurs. That's great. It's a great thing for this podcast. Our growth is going to be exponential through the roof with that. Going into this new year, it's going to be spectacular, keeping that in mind.
I just meant Mickey picking on him. I didn't necessarily mean the reason, but I don't know.
That's the reason for the season.
I don't know. The milk is really starting to rumble in my stomach, and it's not sitting well.
She had, like, all this energy.
Yeah, I still do.
Like, right before we drank the pilk, she was, like, all... She was sparkly and bright-eyed, and then we drank the pilk, and she was, like, gagging on her own vomit.
Now she's farty and pissed.
I just need the last of the sound. There's, like, a... It's, like, down here in my chest, and it's, like... It's starting to work its way.
That's a heart murmur. Get to the hospital, you idiot.
Yeah. I was going to say, either that or you got to not go so deep with your extracurriculars. You know what I mean?
All right.
That's like way up there. That's way up there. It's a little out of control. Stop being so aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Who won that ugly sweater contest?
I knew it had to be him.
He had the worst sweater I've ever seen.
That's only because I didn't have mine.
What are you talking about? It had Santa and Jesus on a roller coaster with a rabbi in the back, and Jesus had an I'm with stupid t-shirt.
We posted it.
Yeah.
Because it was too good not to post.
It's on our Instagram, right? And our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
See, social media. You gotta do the thing and follow it.
Yeah. You would know what it looked like by now. But you can find out after, like now. You can go and find out right now.
Pause the show. Yeah. Go look. We'll wait.
I think you could do both if it's on your phone, right?
Yeah.
While you're worried about that, you know, and while you're enjoying this episode, which is obviously spectacular, just a friendly reminder, this is our last new episode of the year.
Which is clearly why we are going off the rails.
Yeah, we're all burnt out, we're tired. But yeah, every year we reward our mediocrity by giving ourselves...
You said reward right. Good for you.
Thanks. We reward our mediocrity by taking the last 2 weeks of the year off. So the next couple episodes are going to be best ofs, and then we'll be back for our anniversary episode, which at this point now, it's kind of like when you get to a certain age and it's just like you just stop celebrating your birthday because who cares? It is our anniversary episode, but it is also the first episode of the new year, and we come back like hyped up after 2 weeks of, you know, having to deal with our miserable families. So we'll be in a good mood, and hopefully so will you. Yeah.
Yay. So much to say. We'll tell each other what Santa got each other.
Ooh, what you say, Beluga Heights.
Weird. You know what?
Mickey, do you know what that was?
That's from that song.
Clueless.
That song?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo!
They've been working together way too
much. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Which
Oh, no. Do you have to do a napkin check? My God, what happened?
Oh, she's like drooling now. It's like the pilk is just oozing up from the inside.
You sick.
I shouldn't have forced it.
Did you force a fart or a burp? Or both?
Oh, no.
I think she pooped herself.
I can't even see.
Why?
I don't know.
How does that do with burping?
I burped
and now I can't see. Your eyes are closed. That's why.
My eyes are closed?
They were.
Okay.
And your fingers were in them.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, listen.
I can't see. What happened? There's some blinders on. What do I do?
I'm picturing her. I'm, for whatever reason now, this is. I'm picturing her getting into bed every night, laying down next to Golfer, and like every time she closes her eyes to go to sleep, she goes, "Oh, honey, I'm blind.
I need help."
Like every single night, they go through the same thing.
Oh my god! I'm picturing me doing that too.
Oh, so tired. Time to go to sleep.
Oh, I can't see. Timmy! Timmy, help me! Timmy, call 911! Just like Mommy tried to do! If you got in trouble at home, who would you call to first? Timmy or Golfer?
That's a good question. Timmy's a chicken, so probably Golfer. I mean, Timmy's
that's cool. Why?
Timmy's
Timmy is absolutely a dog. He is not a chicken, okay? She's got all her animals mixed up. The pilk is just in her brain now, scrambling everything.
It's all over.
Oh, my God.
You sure that Oreo didn't have the cream cheese on it like we were talking about?
No, but now it makes me want another Oreo. But I don't want another Oreo, number one, because I don't. Number two, because I'm supposed to be eating better. And number three, because I just said I don't feel good from the milk.
Excuse me, I'll have you know, Oreos are vegan.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Well, vegan doesn't mean healthy, though. People mistake it. It just means like there's no dairy in it. So it's just, it's made of artificial garbage.
But
it's still vegan.
It's like the South Park episode.
It's that there's chocolate in it.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
They go, Cartman's like fighting them because he doesn't want to have like the vegan food, and then he finally realizes that it's just garbage processed food, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll eat that, that's fine.
Right, I did see that one, where it's, he's just okay with it because much like everything he was already eating, it was
the same thing.
Processed garbage, Yeah.
It says there's chocolate in it, which I would assume is not vegan.
That's absolutely not true.
That's what it says.
There's definitely not. There's probably chocolate color in it.
And then at the bottom here, though, it says contains a bioengineered food ingredient.
Why does this shock you?
I mean,
why did you read the ingredients and ruin Oreos for us?
Well, you brought it up.
We didn't say read the ingredients.
It's just chemicals and regret. That's all that's in there.
All right.
Plus, chocolate in and of itself, like the actual essence of the cocoa nut, is not like that's just a plant.
It is.
Yeah, it's when you add milk to chocolate. It's not milk chocolate though.
That's right. You're right.
Get with the program. Come on.
That's right.
See, chocolate is healthy for you. It's a plant.
Correct.
Vegan.
I'm eating salad.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing. As you're just cramming
Hershey bars into
your
mouth.
Just cramming Hershey bars into every orifice. On the show today, final episode.
My eyes.
No, that's.
I can't see.
You are actually going blind now. That's the diabetes creeping in. We have this year's unexpected food combos.
Oh, hey.
I wonder if Pilk is on the list.
I hope
we'll
not.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We have the 10 rudest things you can do in someone else's house. We have a talk about how to deal with unrealistic expectations in relationships, which is like, I don't know, weirdly ties into that thing we were watching on the news before we came up. Like, that was messed up. Maybe we'll even talk about that a little bit. The 10 weirdest world records broken in 2022. And if we have time, 6 things needy people do and how you can deal with them.
Oh.
So, all of that deliciousness is on the way.
And a freak accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Every time, it scares the dickens out of me. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. We drink it all the time. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a whole lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody, with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
What's really cool about Parlor is now you could own a piece of Parlor. They're having the investments right now, and you could jump on there, reserve your spot, and make Parlor a part of your life. And maybe make you some money.
So
you can do that.
That's smart. So stop whatever you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now. You can order the best freaking root beer, some banging merch for yourself. Maybe I don't know if it'll get to you in time for Christmas, but even if it didn't, you can have it for after Christmas. It's always a nice little gift afterwards. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, we've got a special deal for you. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That is code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I feel like the world collectively lost part of its mind in 2022.
Well, they lost their mind. I think it began in 2020.
Well, yeah.
And then it just collectively, once we got back into the world, all the weirdness came with us that we were stuck inside with.
I think a lot of it might have to do, too, with the fact that like parts of society were still engaged with COVID mandates and shutdowns and lockdowns and masking and all this other nonsense, like it, even as recently as like this past summer.
Possibly.
It's like, so at that point, like the pandemic's been going for two straight freaking years. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be ready to peel my skin off my bones too. Mm-hmm. But this is probably just a small microcosm of what is wrong with all of us. And that is these weird food combos that suddenly seem to appear in the public mind this past year.
Hopefully they disappear.
I don't know how Uber came across this information.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Uh-huh.
They just walked up to everybody and said, here's your food. Hey, what's something weird you like to eat?
They or don't maybe even have to do that. They can just check the orders.
I know, that's what I did. I was making it up.
Which is probably what they did, yeah. They compile a list of the most unexpected food combos people ordered this year. Here is what is on the list. The one that they mentioned right out of the gate is ham and cream cheese.
I mean, it doesn't sound like pukish bad. I just don't think it would be good.
Yeah, I could see that, though, because I used to get people years ago that would order bacon and cream cheese on their everything bagels.
Well, bacon and cream cheese sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like...
Right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think ham is?
I'm picturing like a slice of ham.
Wait.
Somebody like butters cream cheese over the top of it, like spreads it over, and then rolls it up into like a little ham and cream cheese cigar.
Oh.
Maybe.
That's her smoking a cigar. Just let it go.
Yeah, yeah. Also on the list, fruit roll-up and hot Cheetos.
Why do people hate their bodies?
Like together, I guess that means together.
We just drank pilk, bruh.
I know, but we did it as a, we're going to try it out. These people are doing it for enjoyment.
Yeah, Kara's brilliant idea was, hey, let's wash down this pilk with some bioengineered Oreos.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah, just pure Americana.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, that's weird. Pickles and whipped cream.
Why?
Oh, nah, that's gross.
Why?
What? That makes no sense.
I want to just put a stance right now. The pickle phenomenon of everything tasting like pickle needs to stop.
Yeah, was weird.
Like the ice cream, pickle ice cream.
Yeah, you're right.
Pickle, everything was pickle.
I like pickles as much as the next guy, but I don't need it in everything and on everything. Right. I don't need pickle-flavored coffee.
Well,
no,
it's like
thank
pumpkin
you.
Spice everything.
But that,
which is also gross.
Yeah. But this one... Yeah, it's starting to become a summer thing. The pickle. Gross. Hmm. Like I said, I'm with Crisco. I like pickles.
Me too.
But I don't want to drink pickle.
There's that thing in eating and or cooking where you try to develop a... I know Hello Nurse was talking about it recently because I guess Renee Paquette mentions it in her cookbook. It's like, I forget what it's called, but it's like where you try to get like all of the major... like taste profiles in a dish. So you're talking like savory, sweet, salty.
Isn't that
called
umami?
That's it. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I watch the Food Network a lot.
Umami, yeah.
Not to be confused with unagi, which is from Friends.
If you're just ruined the podcast.
Friends people. Friends people know it.
Why'd you do that? We were doing so well, and you ruined it.
But why?
Because it had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
At least one person is going to be like, huh?
Yeah, you when you re-listen to it.
But it's like salty, sweet, savory, you know, whatever. There's like a bunch of different profiles, but it's umami. That's the thing. I feel like that pickles and whipped cream is like a weird reach to try and get that umami profile, but I don't know if that doesn't.
No.
Because there's no savory in there. There's no. I mean, sweet is kind of in the whipped cream, maybe.
Yeah.
But
pickle. And like, it's probably like a wet, a real wet pickle, like a full.
Well, you know.
I was going to say, like, a full one that's, like, real juicy. You're not helping your case,
I bet. I bet you were talking about a big, juicy, wet pickle.
I know what I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah, God. I do, too. Yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah, I can hear
it. Go ahead, talk more about it, Kara. We're going to get a whole new audience.
The mind picture that's being painted here is...
Oh, my God.
A freak accident only fans. Right
no,
here.
Forget.
We got wet pickles. We got pilk. Pilk oozing out the nose and mouth.
And you know what I have to say about that? Ooh, mommy.
Dark chocolate and tomato salad.
Tomato salad?
Yep.
Is that like this when they have the onions and the tomato and then they put like a oil and vinegar sort of on it?
Like salsa is kind of just like a tomato salad, right? Isn't it?
I thought salsa was salsa.
It might be, but it's one of those things like, you know.
And then
tomato, tomato. Right.
And then dark chocolate for some reason.
That sounds gross.
That's just someone trying to be like weird. Like that's someone that goes, oh, you know what I love to eat? I love tomato salad and dark chocolate. And everyone's like, ew. They're like, oh, I'm so original and I do fun things. And everyone's making fun of them.
Feel like you're projecting a little here.
Maybe.
Going off of what Lazy said before, popcorn and pickle juice. There's pickle again.
Mm.
Why?
Why you gotta make your popcorn taste like pickle?
Yeah, eat a
Say pickle.
Pickle
juice?
Yeah.
So wouldn't your popcorn be soggy?
Maybe. Maybe they use pickle juice instead of butter.
But still soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, there you go. Put pilk on your popcorn.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. Umami.
Umami.
Pizza? Pizza? Has gone through enough already with people insisting that pineapple belongs on it. These absolute mad people. But pizza and applesauce?
No.
What do you just like dip the pizza in the applesauce like you would in like marinara sauce?
Why?
I was going to say, or you replace the marinara sauce with applesauce. Applesauce?
That's what I'm thinking.
Equally gross.
Disgusting. Yeah, there's. Why ruin pizza?
That's gross. No, thank you.
Yeah, pizza's perfect the way that it is.
I mean, it is. It really is.
Might work for people with like. Acid reflux if it was applesauce instead of tomato.
If you made the pizza with applesauce instead of like the tomato sauce that they typically, I mean, maybe. Wait, isn't like apples are still acidic though?
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's still going to trigger that.
But I think it would be less than a tomato. I don't know.
Go home.
It was just a thought.
And do those science experiments that you used to do in lab in high school where they light food on fire and see how long it takes to burn. Go figure out like what kind of...
take me 2 seconds. I'm not allowed to cook.
Oh, okay. She just accidentally burns her house down.
Well, yeah, that's murderer's worst fear.
Yeah, she has to live in her stabbing shack out back. Sushi and ranch.
All right, that is the most American way to eat sushi ever.
I was just going to say, that's like middle America, like people who live in flyover country. They finally get a sushi restaurant, and what do? They put ranch all over it.
Let me get a Philadelphia roll with some ranch.
Yeah.
I don't eat sushi. So,
okay.
I don't know if this would be good or gross.
Yeah, if she did eat sushi, she would unroll the roll and pick all the fish out. And then she would smoke, smoke the nori sheet. peanut butter in pizza.
No, come on. Why?
That just disappoints me.
Imagine being at the restaurant and they get that call, that order comes through on Uber Eats. And if you can, please replace my... tomato sauce with peanut butter.
They might not even be replacing it. They might just dipping the pizza in peanut butter.
I mean, if they have like low iron, they got to get that peanut butter in somehow.
Well, eat it after the pizza.
Yeah, Mickey's trying really hard to be friendly to them.
I don't see what's weird about this next one. Cheese and martinis. That's just like cocktail hour.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be together, like made together?
Well, yeah, but they still do that with martinis. They have
They put little cheese blocks in martinis?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, they have the olives with the blue cheese in it, and they put it in the martini.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's not weird.
Or, like, if you're just at...
No, it's still weird.
If you're at a wine bar or whatever, like, having a charcuterie around, that's not unusual.
That's true.
Yeah.
But those are separate.
Well, yeah, but...
It's also true. We're talking about putting the cheese in the martini.
What if you're putting the martini in the cheese?
Oh.
Booze cheese.
like the watermelons.
I'm looking at him when I'm saying that. I'm going to realize, oh, wait, sober guy. Probably shouldn't talk about that with him.
Booze cheese.
They could sell it. You know what? Uh-oh. This is the perfect way to sell it.
Wait, how do you patent it or trademark it? No. Can you just like say it?
Yeah,
it's ours. It's ours.
It's taped.
You have to send it to a scientist in Antarctica who puts it in the middle of a circle of penguins. Mm-hmm. And then the first penguin who pecks at it with its beak, you have to adopt. That's how you patent something.
That's adorable.
So you sell it to fancy people and be like, why be bougie when you could be booze cheese?
It's almost too smart.
Yeah.
It's too smart for this show.
That's right. I'm the smart one.
Yep.
This one was a trend on social media. Apparently, even Lizzo tried this one. Watermelon and mustard.
I tried it.
How is it?
It's actually good.
Yeah, she said the same thing about Pilk before we drank it, too, though.
No, well... Yeah, but in all fairness, last
time
I did
Pilk... Were you in an altered state of mind when you did that, like when you drank your Pilk earlier?
Yeah, last time when I did Pilk, I did it with the frozen version of
one
of the ingredients.
When I did Pilk. It sounds like you're doing drugs.
Yeah. After what we went through, I feel like,
We did Pilk.
Yeah.
So... When Lizzo had it, did you eat it at Bad Bitch O'Clock or Thick 30?
I had mine at Thick 30, but you could probably try the other way if you wanted to.
Okay.
But you take a piece of watermelon and you just put some yellow mustard on it and take a bite of it.
What does it taste like? It
tastes like watermelon with mustard on it. But it's not bad. It was not. It was actually kind of like good. It was like a little tingly and a little watermelon-y.
The most popular delivery combo was a burrito with cheese, which isn't weird. The second most popular was fries with salt. That's just weird because of the nature of that descriptor. Like, have you ever had fries without salt on them?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it's plain and boring.
Quite a few places around here, though, that serve fries without salt.
Yeah.
You have to ask for it.
Right, which is weird, though, because, like, you would normally season your fries.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't have salt.
That don't eat fries.
They can have the fries as long as there's no salt on them.
Eat a raw potato like the animal that you are.
Yeah, eat it like an apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Like the Irish.
Yeah.
Ham and cream cheese and potato.
Yeah, right.
Potatoes.
Are you part Irish?
No.
You're not Irish.
Never mind.
I speak
he
just
does,
like...
He does the voice so good, she was going to say.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, there's other stuff listed here, though. None of the rest of them are weird, though. That they all seem to be very normal. Those top ones, though,
No.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with all of you. All of us. We're all members of this stupid species that keeps eating these things.
And adding to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and adding bioengineered Oreos to the mix, too, while we're on top of it. So, yeah, that's it. If you've heard of any weird food combos, though, by the way, Pilk is milk and Pepsi.
Oh, that sound just, like, perfectly described it.
Yeah, that was what it was.
That's what it was.
Again, on our Facebook page, we did a live stream where we
tried it in the comments below it.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us if you have any food combos that you found that are weird. When we come back next year, we'll revisit that. Maybe we'll even try some of them. I don't know.
Oh, that would be awesome and terrible.
Yeah. We've eaten a lot of stupid...
I was going to say, we've done that before.
Yeah, we've done food challenges. We've eaten stupid things on the show before. I regret a lot of it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, freaksatafreakaccess.com or like Lazy E said, leave comments on the Facebook, on the video. Up next, the 10 rudest things you could do in someone else's house. I want you all to remember this while you're here.
No.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Watch your manners when you're at my house.
Nah.
I mean, just because you smear poop all over the walls every time you use my bathroom.
It's a painting.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I always respect art an artist.
Yeah.
Poop murals.
Nice.
Speaking of that, really quick, really funny story. Really funny story.
Speaking of a
about
poop
an artist.
Mural.
My one friend. We were playing trivia, and this was a while ago, but they were saying, what was the artist that painted this? And we go, Michelangelo. She wrote it down as two different names, like his first and last name, Michelangelo.
What does that have to do with poop?
So stupid.
Murals.
Mural.
The mural part of it.
Oh.
See? I wasn't talking about poop. I was talking about murals.
He's like a weird trained dog. Yeah. Like, he responds to stimulus, and it just sends him off on tangents sometimes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is our story here. Someone at the Huffington Post got a bunch of etiquette experts together.
They still exist.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody rude. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Are these people who figure out, like, the order of forks and knives and things at fancy restaurants?
Yes,
I
they
just
are.
Picture they have to be wearing monocles.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And top hats.
Probably.
Like, these people need to always be wearing a tuxedo. Because if you're an etiquette expert.
Or if it's a woman, she could be
a
wearing
a monocle.
A monocle, but have her hair up in, like, those old-fashioned 20s hairdos.
Or maybe she's
French
wearing
twist.
Like, that small crown or something.
Stop that.
No
one can see this.
Thank God.
Kara's making eyebrows.
Yeah. Whatever she... What she mentioned
them from nothing.
When she mentioned that stupid thing from Friends earlier, that ruined the podcast.
I know.
If this was also available for people, they would be just brought to absolute tears.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to know Unagi.
Yeah.
And just you wait.
Yeah. 988 would be ringing off the hook. This is what these experts came up with, though, when it comes to rude things you can do in someone else's house. It is kept pretty broad, but this was the list they came up with. Number 10 is expecting a tour.
How rude.
Oh. Play it again. Yeah.
How rude.
Is that Jar Jar Binks?
Yes, it is. It's your favorite character.
Hello, Nurse just heard this and squeed in her car listening to this because he's her favorite movie character of all time.
How rude. So cute.
So expecting a tour apparently is rude. Some people apparently want to do the whole let me give you a tour thing, but like it's weird when you expect one without the host offering.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, like what if they're hiding stuff? Like what if to clean up for you to come over, they shoved everything in one room, including things they probably shouldn't have. And they don't want you to know about it. And now you're an accessory
what's
to crime.
What's this camcorder doing in the bed?
And there's like, you know, 20 other people there.
Yeah. I also don't care to know like what your house looks like, really. I mean, unless there's something really impressive that I should see. Or if it's one of those things like, oh, you're good friends with this person and like they just moved into a new house or just built a house, whatever. Like if it's like, you know, early on in the friendship or whatever, I don't need a tour of your house.
No.
Show me where you expect me to be, and I will stay there unless I have to go dookie. Then in which case, I need to know where the bathroom is. That's all.
I feel like dookie is on the list of things you shouldn't do.
Don't even tell me where you're...
What if you have to dookie?
You go outside.
Teach me how to dookie. Teach me how to dookie.
Showing up empty-handed is number 9.
How rude.
Really?
Like going to a party and not bringing a bottle of wine or a six-pack.
I am not bringing you something every week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, that's
that
not
was the whole
is
reason.
Really
I,
on the list?
Frankly, that was the whole reason I included this segment in the show. I just want Mickey to start bringing me gifts. Lay them at my altar.
We come to your house and we kneel down with your gifts.
Yeah.
Does this please the gods?
Yeah.
Sire Crisco!
There's like elephants and camels like laden with coin and jewels and things.
I brought you your myrrh!
It is acceptable! You may enter!
Thank you!
Number 8 is disrespecting house rules. Like if it's shoes off at the door,
so
take
rules
your shoes
on
off.
Top of rules.
No, but if they tell you beforehand, take your shoes off.
That's why I don't go to people's houses.
You take off your damn shoes.
This is why I don't go to people's houses.
You're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a house. You're here. You came here. I'm person. Hello.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm here, definitely. Not a simulation. It's not that I could tell or prove.
Yeah, but we don't follow any of these rules.
I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah, but I'm also not a weirdo, like, take your shoes off when you come to my house. You know what I mean?
Well, that part I don't care about. But if there's, like, that whole list of rules plus more rules for the house.
You know what?
No.
Let me tell you, one of the weirdest things is, like, when you do real estate and you go into a house for a showing and they're like, please either take your shoes off or put these little booties on over your shoes to walk through. And I'm like,
I am not a child. I'm not putting on booties.
Yeah.
No way.
At that, what I'm like so tempted every time that happens to like do that thing, like, you know when a dog has a Klingon and they put their butt on the ground and they drag their butt across the ground? I'm so tempted to do that every time I walk into a house. Like, please put the booties on. I'm like, you're gonna get butt all over the place.
Oh, that'd
every,
be so funny.
Every surface is getting a bare cheek and you can't stop it. So I don't actually do that. But I want to.
I know.
Real bad. Number seven is feeding their pet from the table.
Well, yeah, you don't do that. They might have dietary restrictions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Mickey's dogs only eat the finest of fine dining.
They Meanwhile, Murderer has this scrappy kill.
He gets chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese while Mickey's dogs are eating steak and broccoli.
No. He eats that by choice. I know. Absolutely not.
He eats his kibbles and iams the way he's supposed to.
By choice.
By choice.
They
clean his teeth.
Number six is showing up and then telling them about your dietary restrictions.
Oh, yeah, that's BS.
They've probably already begun preparing dinner if it's a dinner get-together or something. And so, like, and you just showing up and being like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm allergic to peanuts. First of all, grow up. Nobody's allergic to peanuts. You're just a coward.
No.
What if it wasn't a dinner party and we showed up and we were just telling you dietary restrictions anyway, just for the heck of it?
Well, then you're weird.
Like, hey, what's up? It's time for the podcast, guys. I can't have something.
I can't imagine who would ever think this next one is even remotely acceptable under any circumstance. Bringing an uninvited plus one.
Mm. Yeah, that's very rude.
No matter what the circumstances are, even if you're just going over to watch football on Sunday or something like that.
You have to ask.
Oh, by the way, I brought my friend Dave.
Yeah.
And he's a weirdo.
Yeah,
get ready to be uncomfortable all afternoon in your own house.
Yeah. Even if they're a cool person, it's awkward.
Yeah.
Because then you have to make small talk. You have to figure out who this person is. And it's like, especially if like you're watching a game, that's the last thing you want to do is learn about somebody.
Yeah. Especially if it's the Bengals playing because he's throwing things. He's crying. Yeah, that's not a good first
impression.
We have
the same setup and no one else is allowed over.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Because of that reason.
He's serious, too. Look at his face.
I'm not kidding.
He's got a serious face on.
This next one is weird, although I remember hearing somewhere that this happens a lot. Snooping, where a person would, like, rifle through your medicine cabinet or, like, start, like, opening drawers and looking through things and stuff like that.
Surprisingly, something very common, rude thing that they do is go through your medicine cabinet.
Why? Because what do they think they're going
to find? Well, they want to know what's just interested. Or maybe trying to take some pills.
Interested. First of all, that's not where I keep my pills. Not in my bathroom medicine cabinet.
She keeps them in a bottle tucked between her boobs.
Easy access.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, they're all snorted up her nose.
No, but like, what do you want to see? My face wash? My toothpaste?
Yeah.
I just want to know what you're using. They're nosy.
And you don't even need to be that nosy anymore because basically you can go on any social media platform and find people that are showing you all their information.
Sure,
there
absolutely.
Was one of those, I think it was like, I can't remember what show it was. It was one of like the hidden camera shows or whatever though. Mm. And it was like the circumstances were like somebody went over somebody's house, right? And I guess like the joke was they had the medicine cabinet there, but it didn't have a back to it.
To
and
a
so
mirror.
Somebody was just standing there with their face in the opening. So like, and it was a thing to see like how many people would like, you know, open the medicine cabinet to find out, you know, to rifle through it or whatever. Like every time somebody would open it, like the guy would just go, "What are you doing?" and they would like just absolutely die every time. So that's weird. I don't know why you would even think that that's okay to like go through somebody else's stuff.
No. That's wrong.
Unless you run out of toilet paper and you're looking for toilet paper and you have to like open up things because there's none like readily available.
You ask. You scream.
You yell from the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I would open things up to look for toilet paper.
No, I yell.
Number three is hiding or ignoring a mess. In other words, if you spill wine or something on the rug, tell them about it. Don't just pretend it didn't happen.
Oh, but that's a scary moment.
Yeah, but if you don't tell them, they're going to find out later on anyway.
But you can blame it on someone else.
No.
If it's a big party, you can blame it on someone else. You spill it in a brand new house? Oh, that's scary. Like, I would be terrified.
I'd feel really bad, too, but... I mean, look at all the things I broke at Crisco's house.
Yeah, you broke his door, his couch.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
My heart, multiple times. overstaying your welcome, number two.
Kara.
I thought we were trying to keep her.
Are you kidding me? She can't wait to get out of here. This episode ends, and she's like, oh, God, my bed is at home. I can't wait.
I've got my shoes with wheels on. I'm ready to go.
So, yeah, or like... Yeah, her sneakers transform into slippers like as she's leaving. Getting
it's
into
like
home
Cinderella
mode.
Walking out of the pumpkin yeah. And it's changing back to the old yeah. clothes. That's when I change into my pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, like, it goes off at 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, she walks through the front door and it's like all her clothes have transformed into jammies.
She just collapses.
Your heart makes.
And number one is moving things around. Like rearranging cupboards or saying,
what? That, why would you do that?
That chair should really go over there.
What? Yeah, and then I take my boot and I go, do you know where this should go?
Yeah, it's right over there. Right up my bush. No.
Why do you want to ruin the show?
I'm not ruining it. You guys all stop talking.
I know, because you said something.
It's called letting it marinate.
Yeah.
We like to do it sometimes.
Because sometimes your tangents, they go and they actually make sense.
Eventually.
When?
At some
when
point.
Does that happen?
Well, you know, you got to let it marinate
he's
a couple
keeping
times.
He's keeping the dream alive. One yeah. of these days.
You know, like a crock pot. You have yeah. to wait a while. You hope yeah. one of these hours it'll get done.
don't move stuff around, though. Don't
no.
do that.
No, that's rude.
Leave everything where it is. Don't touch anything. Don't look at anything. In fact, don't even come over. I don't want you here.
No.
Oh, good. I don't have to show up?
No, you get an exception. You have to come. But I do expect gifts, though. That's going to be a big big thing moving forward. Going to add it to your contract.
I'm just still picturing us coming in with like...
Yeah.
Hello!
Yeah, it's like that scene in Aladdin when you yeah. know he shows up with all the stuff to court Princess Jasmine. Same thing. Up next, how to deal with unrealistic expectations in relationships. We'll give you some advice.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
I can't think of anything that I'd rather do. So what it is to be in a relationship.
So,
2000-y?
Yeah.
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 So this is a segment about unrealistic expectations in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That this definitely does happen for some people. So we're going to help you not be horrible anymore.
Hmm.
So buckle up. This is going to be great. the weirdest, that thing, though, I want to bring that up again. We were watching the news before we came up here to record, and there was like a couple on there. Their whole thing was like they were married, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't live together. Because, like, they demanded to be able to keep their autonomy and their privacy and their alone time and everything else, like, independently of each other, even despite the fact that they were married. And, like, our thing was, well, then why get married? Just right. don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part of it was when they said, what's the worst part about it? Missing each other. Well, then move in together.
That yeah. can easily be solved.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just idiots. Don't understand how you can't have your individualism in the same household.
Well, you could.
Yeah, you can.
It's actually very easy.
I know it is, but yeah.
Even in this house. Yeah. My house is like a tiny little bungalow. And I still manage to find, you know, time to myself.
Sure.
To do my own thing. And so does Hello Nurse. We figure it out. Can be done.
Yeah, the whole communication thing is great.
Yeah, imagine that. Like talking to people. what was that? So this is from Zion Restoration Counseling Services. Wow. I love these articles that have like the stock photo and it's a couple and it's a guy and a lady on a couch and like she's turned away and like is pensive and he's looking away from her and his head is in his hands and he just looks distraught and miserable.
They're having a rough time.
That's how every counseling session goes.
Always.
You know, with couples counseling.
Yep.
Looks just like that. But here are four unrealistic expectations that can ruin relationships, according to this. Number one, I can make them respond the way I want them to.
Nope.
That's a bit megalomaniacal, isn't it?
Yeah. It bothers me because that is the type of person that dates somebody. And I have a feeling all of these are going to kind of fall in this category that date somebody that they're like, well, I could change that about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then later in the relationship are surprised. And that's what surprised that they still act that way and are mad about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to change a person. Go into a relationship like that. Mm-hmm. That's the person you're dating.
Right.
They may better themselves, but don't bank on it.
I mean, I guess like my question in that kind of situation would always be like, if this person hasn't bettered themselves already, because like here's the thing, right? Who wouldn't want to better themselves?
Mm-hmm. Right. Surprisingly, lots of people.
But this is what I'm saying. If they're not motivated to be a better person just because it would be the right thing to do and they would be better off for it, why do you think they would do it for you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, with anything, you got to do it for yourself.
Right.
So if you do it for another person, there's going to be angst and there's going to be this hatred toward you at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one person in this world you could truly change, yourself. Mm-hmm. The article goes on to say, even that takes great effort. That is true. The only way that people change is if they choose to do so.
Just said it.
Wow.
Yeah, see? Well, I mean, I feel like you with your background.
Yeah.
You've probably touched on this kind of subject
all the time.
Yeah. It's tempting to try to change someone so that they can respond the way you want, let's see. You hope that your sheer will and desire for them to be better, have better, and do better will change them. You might even actively choose people with problems, thinking you can fix them. Mm-hmm. You cannot force someone into changing. It's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number two is, they know what I need. I guess, like...
Do I hate that. My ex did that all the time. She would say... Oh, you should know what I want.
She would get mad at you because you weren't a mind reader?
Yeah, because I wasn't wearing my mind reading underwear that day.
Right, yeah. Oh, it's the underwear? I thought it was like a hat. Like
no,
a
it's
hat.
Underwear.
Oh, it's underwear.
It goes through the anus.
The brain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been told many a time that I've got my head up my butt, but I didn't really...
The brain stem goes right to the anus.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the spine. It goes right down to the tailbone.
Yeah.
That's the butt, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So there.
Wait.
The brain bone's connected to the butt
bone.
I was
thinking about it myself.
Life, unlike the movies and TV dramas, is not scripted. Your thoughts and emotions are yours and are in your head.
What? Exactly. There's not like a monologue being played while you're thinking.
Mickey.
Oh, that would be cool, though.
Mickey,
sometimes.
To your point earlier, this goes on to say, unless you actually communicate your thoughts out loud, people don't know what they are necessarily.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Like I said, my ex did that all the time. Oh, you don't know why I'm mad? Oh. No, I don't. Please elaborate.
Is it because the dishes, that I just broke a dish? Then you smash a plate off the ground. Are you mad now? Is that why you're mad?
Are you mad now? What about this thing?
The same goes for your needs. Your significant other can't know that you had a rough day and just need a few minutes to decompress unless you tell them. So communicating.
So I know, weird. It's just so easy, but not.
You would think it's easy. I mean, it's easy for you, Mickey, because like you look me in the eye every week and you say, I hate you. And so I do hear it. I refuse to listen to it or allow it to change me in any way, but I do hear you saying it.
You're that's good. That's
a
good start.
You're a very good communicator. Not everybody has your complete lack of concern for... Mm. You know, what
other
people think of you.
and that. Society.
Yeah. Number three is they will always agree with your point of view. Huh.
That's terrible. Listen, you're supposed to be two unique people. Yes, you should have some stuff in common. That's obvious. But you're not going to be clones. If you want a clone, or if you want someone to think just like you, date yourself. Be by yourself.
That is a thing these days.
This is something that I think is one of the driving factors as to why society is kind of breaking down. In terms of, like, you know, everybody's, like, screaming at each other about politics or about this, that, and the third. I mean, why, like, there's so much noise around it is because, like, I don't know necessarily where it came from. But it seems like everybody expects everybody else to align perfectly with their ideologies, perceptions, thoughts.
And be an individual
wishes.
All at the same time.
I don't even know if that's true. I don't know that they want people to be individuals, because that's the thing. They want everybody to just 100% agree with them about everything and to reinforce their point of view. That's not, like, the world that we live in, even close.
No, that's like where cancel culture came from. Yeah. You don't agree, that's it. You're shut. You're goodbye. Well, that's what I mean. They just cut you out of everything.
You live in a world where everybody is different. And even your probably best friend that you'll ever make in your life is still going to not be 100% just like you in every way all the time. So to demand that of everybody is really weird. But if I feel like that's the big thing, is everybody just wants everybody. No, you have to agree with me 100%. We can't be any different, because then that makes you somebody that I can't trust.
Yeah.
Well, because people like to view their side as the best side and the winning team.
Right.
And if you're not on that team, well, you're the enemy. That's how people view politics. That's how people view religion.
It's actually called othering. It's a whole thing.
My brain hurt.
Yeah. But it's true, though. And this is kind of goes along with that. They will always agree with your point of view. Something that's obvious to you might not be so obvious to your significant other, like you, your partner's perceptions, upbringing, experiences, biases, and prejudices, determine their outlook and their reality. Remember that your expectations are based on your own life experiences, and it may not be so obvious to them based on their life story. Don't take offense if your partner disagrees with you. This is literally true of everybody. Especially romantic partners, but literally everybody that you coexist with in this current reality. Don't take offense if your partner disagrees with you. Also, don't assume that there's only one way to look at things, that way being yours. Instead, focus on how you can find solutions that give everyone what they need, or at least, you know, everybody has to give up something in the pursuit of compromise.
Wow.
Learn the art of compromise. Literally compromise? The next sentence. Come to a solution that works for both parties involved. Ask questions. Find out what the other person is thinking, feeling, and need. Leave room for open dialogue that allows you to meet in the middle so you can progress together as a couple or as a society.
Hey, you know what that is? You know what that is?
Communicating.
It is.
It is communicating.
I don't know, Mickey. That seems really radical.
Yeah, you got to take your hippie ways out of this place.
Yeah. Bet you smoke guns too, you freak.
Yeah. How was that Dead and Company concert?
Finally, number four, they should know what I mean.
Oh,
that kind of goes along with number two.
I've dealt with that in the past too. You know, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh yeah, right.
How do I know that? If you say something, I'm going to take it literally unless otherwise stated.
Yeah. Your spouse cannot read your mind. What you're trying to say or the intention behind what you're saying is rarely what other people hear. Just because you told your partner something doesn't mean they understand what you expected of them. You have to be clear. When you assume that they should just know what you're trying to say or what you meant by what you said, it's easy to leave out relevant information because you don't think it's necessary. I mean, the flip side of that, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, this is the classic instance of, and this is just an example, can I go with my friends this weekend? Sure. Okay. Well, I didn't mean that on Monday, she tells you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean sure. I meant sure.
Well, what I was going to say is the flip side of that is the assumption that your interpretation of what's being said is also accurately representative of what they were trying to get across. Mm-hmm. So this kind of goes both ways, too. Like, assuming the other person is understanding what you're saying correctly is just as problematic as someone listening to somebody telling them something thinking what I think they're saying is right. You don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily
you
know.
Should elaborate.
Right. You should elaborate. You should ask questions. You should consider like source, intent, context.
I dated a guy once that he would say, I'm going to go to this bar and meet my friends. And I'd go, oh, all right. And in my mind, that was he's going out and I'm staying home. And then the next day he would say, how come you never came to the bar? And I'd be like, well, you didn't ask me to come to the bar. I thought you were just going with your friends. No, you know that every time I say I'm doing something, you're always invited. Well, no, I don't know that until you actually say to me I'm invited.
Right.
That's like a perfect example. You know, it's just, no, I don't know. You have to say it.
But that is a two-way street, too. Like, the person who's, like, sending information out there, though, or talking, like, it's not necessarily their sole job to worry about how everybody is interpreting what they're saying, either.
Sure.
Like, that's I think, unfair to assume that of anybody. Like, you know, everybody's going to properly interpret this and properly think about what I'm saying and is going to come to this right kind of conclusion. Like, that's...
Yeah. And you know, as much as I would love to be telepathic for those people, right. I feel like my IQ would drop immensely.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, though. Like, you know, expecting, oh, well, this person needs to always be clear. Well, that's unreasonable.
Right.
You know, you have to understand, like, hey, just because I think something, like, wow, what did they mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ask them about it. Talk to them. No. Figure it out. Guarantee.
Unless it's Kara.
Right.
Well, she's on a tangent of explaining something that makes no sense.
And wait for me to get to it.
It's like that game that we're going to have to play again in the new year. What is Kara talking about? I mean, yeah, it's like impossible to know sometimes. So, like, you know, in that case, I don't know.
Clearly, Golfer understands, though.
Consult the Rosetta Stone.
No, he doesn't. He just sits there, smiles, and
Yeah. he turns around and he smashes his forehead against the Rosetta Stone every night when she goes to sleep. Like, what is she talking about? I need answers.
She goes on one of her tangents and he goes, look, Timmy.
And then it's over. Focus on Timmy.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying, though,
yeah.
Right? Like, you know, the person speaking can't assume what they're saying or whatever they're relaying is being properly understood.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, the person who's receiving information, like, you can't assume that the way you're interpreting it is representative of what they're actually trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, because that comes a lot with people getting offended. It's like, you assume this was said, you know, in order to hurt my feelings, or this was meant to offend. And it's like, that's not necessarily always the case. Like, you interpreted it that way, and you, like... In a lot of cases, you offend yourself because of the way that you're, you know, perceiving things. But you kind of need to break out of that and understand, like, everybody communicates differently.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have different intentions when they say things. It's not always malicious, but you can't just immediately assume that it is just because they said something that you don't like. So, again, what is that? What is that word? We've been talking. I've heard it like a million times tonight.
Pilk.
It is pilk. Right.
Did it.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Communicate and drink milk. That's the lesson here. We got one more segment to get to. That is the 10 weirdest world records broken in 2022.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
The spectacular world of Guinness Records.
This is a list of the weirdest world records broken in 2022. That was compiled by UPI. I don't know why people with urinary infections are so worried about this, but it is
what
it is.
T.I.
Oh.
No, that's a rapper.
Number 10 is longest beard chain. Yes, last month a bunch of guys in Wyoming tied their beards together and reached 150 feet.
That's too many guys and too many beards.
Like, that's just gross.
It's like that's a much better version of human centipede, though.
If we're comparing.
Number 9, fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I thought his name was just Potato Head now.
No, there's a Mr. and Mrs.
No, wasn't it just Potato Head? Wasn't that a whole thing?
Oh, really?
I think they had to make it gender neutral.
It's a potato.
Don't insult me, please. So first, fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head. You have to add feet, arms, and a face. A guy in Malaysia did it in 5.43 seconds.
How? That's like saying the alphabet in 3 seconds.
The other day, I watched a guy juggle three Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, I saw
which
that.
Which he solved as he was juggling.
I saw that. Yeah.
Impressive. How do you even turn it with one hand like that?
This guy looks like he never sees the sun, though. Like, this is probably all that he lives for.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to be really sad now that he has that record, because, like, what do you do now?
Yeah, yeah, you can't get anything better.
Yeah, you've got to learn how
what
to, like,
juggle four.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to learn how to use the bathroom now, probably. You know,
shower.
And, yeah, do your ABCs, things like that.
Aww.
Longest journey by pumpkin boat.
That's so specific. That's why I hate some of these records. They're very specific.
Yeah.
So it's like I could probably break a record and make one up just by doing something so darn weird.
You could set one probably by doing just a weird, odd thing. But the problem is once it's in the book, then somebody else is going to try to break it. So you won't have it for long.
I wouldn't care as long as I have one book with my record.
He'll be able to put on his resume, Guinness World Record Holder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Impressive.
I want to know what a pumpkin boat is.
It's literally a hollowed out pumpkin. He paddled it 37.5 miles down the Missouri River.
Like one of the giant pumpkins?
He's
I assume he is not a miniature man. He's probably a pumpkin big enough to sit inside.
Okay. Miniature.
I mean, I'm just thinking of normal size pumpkins. Yeah.
No,
so,
first he needed
to be a gigantic pumpkin.
First, he developed the device from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids to make himself teeny tiny, and then he chartered this.
Or maybe pumpkin. They put a mouse in it. I don't know.
It says man. Down the
man.
Man,
mouse, same thing.
A mouse could be a man.
Man had his brain transplanted into mouse body, and then he chartered a pumpkin downriver.
Potato.
Got potatoes on the mind. Farthest distance to blow a pee with one breath. P-E-A. P-E-A. All Kara's thinking about is taking a shower now. Yeah, there you go. This guy in Idaho.
Juicy pickle.
Idaho.
This guy has turned.
Idaho. Boise crazy.
This guy breaks records as his career. Oh. It's like his whole job is he tries to break Guinness World Records.
Why not?
He did it just under 85 feet. His name is David Rush. It was the 250th world record he's broken.
Whoa, that is too many.
He just wants the book to be renamed Rush Records. Although then the estate of Neil Peart will sue him into oblivion.
Yep.
Largest gathering of people with the same first and last name.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
178 people named Hirokazu Tanaka got together in Japan back in October.
Wow.
The previous record was 164 Martha Stewarts in 2000.
Martha Stewart!
That must have been awesome.
Farthest tightrope walk in 4-inch heels.
Oh, no.
Again, very specific.
Mickey, you don't wear heels ever for any reason, do you?
I own heels. I've worn them. I choose not to as much as I possibly can.
How do you do in them?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know.
They're really
uncomfortable, I
would imagine.
I mean, I get the comfy ones, but still uncomfortable.
Comfy ones.
Kara, you don't wear heels often, do you?
Plus, I'm tall.
Yeah.
So any heels make me even taller. For some reason, when I stand in them, my knees bend. I look like a bendy,
a baby deer.
That's exactly what I look like walking in them. So
Or like a giraffe that just woke up for the first time. You ever see one of those? Like it can't even lift its head up because it has no muscle mass in its neck.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, so a teenager in Vermont crushed the old record of 49 feet. She walked back and forth on a tightrope and never fell. She decided to stop at just under 640 feet.
Oh my gosh, what?
Wow.
Madness.
Hmm.
Fastest time to eat 10 Carolina Reaper hot peppers.
Oh,
gross. No.
So, Mickey, we ate like one potato chip that had some Carolina Reaper seasoning on it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you ate like
I did
one
not even eat
of
it.
A chip.
No, I didn't even eat it. I
she
spit it
spit
out.
Spit it out immediately.
Yeah, so this is a fastest time to eat 10 of the actual peppers themselves. Juices, seeds, all of the pain. The hottest, still the hottest peppers on record. Mm-hmm. Although it's been the guy who apparently developed that one developed a worse one, and Guinness just hasn't confirmed it yet. But a guy from California did it in 33 seconds. He ate 10.
Wow.
That reminds me
of
my... I
feel like he just had, like, numbing pain. Well, that's the thing. Sorts of drugs in his system.
I would imagine after a point, like, it can't possibly hurt anymore.
Right.
You know, at one point when your head is just on fire, it can't get worse. So just keep eating them. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I remember my friend Dan Hartman. He ate 2 Big Macs, and he ate it in, I think the total time was 20 seconds. And somebody said the greatest line ever. They go, "It could have been 15 if he didn't stop to breathe."
Fastest time to find and alphabetize all 26 letters in a can of alphabet soup. A guy in Oregon did it in just under 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Loser.
Wow. What if all the letters weren't there and you got stuck at
the end? Here's your challenge. How long does it take you to write out the preamble to the Constitution using alphabet soup noodles? Guarantee nobody's done that yet.
What I'm going to say is the more impressive record is when he actually gets a date. Because there's no way.
Write the first chapter of War and Peace using alphabet soup letters.
Okay.
How long does it take you to do it? Go. There's your world record.
It doesn't matter how long. Nobody will ever do it.
Have a good weekend. Number two. Most eggs balanced on the back of your hand.
Okay.
18 eggs.
Ooh.
By some dude in Iraq.
Straight up and down?
I would assume so.
Iraq. More like I whack the way they're doing things over there. Am I right?
Wow. That is pretty whack. Most soda cans suctions to a person's head.
Kara. Kara's doing it.
I actually, well.
Some bald guy in Wisconsin.
I was going to say, they have to be bald.
Yeah, did 10 at one. Either that or the world's largest forehead.
Yeah, not a case, forehead, a 5-head.
Yeah, he's got another record.
And then it would have to be like the mini cans.
Right. 10 at once, according to some guy in Wisconsin. He claims he has a weird skin condition where his pores suck in oxygen.
What?
He breathes
his skin going.
Yeah. this freak breathes through his whole skin.
Ever know.
He's a fish? Don't
That's
fish
not
breathe
how fish
through
breathe.
Their...
No. They have gills. They have gills.
But isn't that in their skin? Well, much like our mouths are in our skin.
Skin? Yeah.
My brain.
Your brain is
my
in
brain.
Your skin, too, technically. Yeah.
You ruined the show.
My dad and my uncle are in the Guinness Book of World Records.
You know, what are ears?
Really?
Yeah, for real.
What did they do?
The most 300 games bowled by brothers.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Huh.
You know, ears are also just skin. They're just giant wads of skin.
I'm still on the campaign that I want to change the word ears to hears. It explains what they are, and it's more fun to say.
Well, let's start it right here. Person listening to this right now, use your ears to listen some more at afreakaccident.com. That's our website, afreakaccident.com, in case you didn't realize. Show over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're done.
It was a weird year. But yeah, afreakaccident.com is our website. 300-plus episodes to listen to in the podcast section. All of our social media links in the Connect section. You can go to Facebook, find that video that we did, laugh at our misfortune, and leave comments about weird food combinations that you've either tried or seen. You can also go to the shop. We have 2 t-shirts available for you to buy. You can also request free stickers in the shop. And of course, wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe and leave us a good review. Again, we are off the next 2 weeks. There will still be episodes being delivered. These are going to be best of compilation episodes, but you'll still have something to listen to. And then we will be back in the new year. So really just have a Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Be safe. Be good to each other out there, and have a happy new year. And let's put this nightmarish hell of a year behind us. There hasn't been a good one in quite a long time.
Don't project.
I am projecting a little bit, actually. Yeah. So yeah, buy a t-shirt though, and send pictures of you wearing them too. I mentioned that before, right?
Send nudes.
Oh no.
Send nudes. And afreakaccident.com again.
To your boobs.
Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Thanks again for listening this whole year, or even if you're new, whatever. Thanks for being on board. Can't wait to see what comes next.
Or nude.
Mickey, don't look so sad. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Ah, rude.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A freak accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.